What's up, everybody? This is Sean Mandoli, and you're listening to the Hopeland Church Podcast. My prayer is that you encounter God as a result of listening to this sermon today. Enjoy. Hey, everyone. I am continuing the message today. Our series is on redemption, and today I'm focusing on justification. It's a big word. I'm going to give some definitions and some context, but I'm just going to open us up in prayer before I get started. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the word that you put inside of me for today. I thank you, Lord, that Jesus is the living word. And I pray, God, that the living word would become alive in us. Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see and to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us in this moment. And I pray, Lord, that this word today brings revelation and understanding for people as we walk this life of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to jump in here. I have a lot of scriptures. So I'm hoping that it all comes together well, but I'm going to keep it short and sweet because this message is quite simple. Justification and the understanding of it is quite simple as it relates to our walk of faith. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm going to turn here in my Bible as well. You guys will have it up on your screen, I think, but I am going to actually read it out of my Bible. But before I get into that, actually, you know what? Let me read that first. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 17, it says, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect." Verse 18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." And the passage continues, and I'll probably jump into that, but it really begins with the cross. This whole message of redemption, justification, it begins with the cross. It begins with what Jesus did. It says here that Christ did not send me to baptize. This is Paul talking to the Corinthian church, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. People, it doesn't make sense to people. It doesn't make sense. The simplicity of it just doesn't make sense to people who don't have their eyes open to the truth of the gospel. But to us who are being saved, to us who are being saved, that's me, that's you. To us who are saved, who are being saved, it is the power of God, meaning that the cross changed everything. It changed everything. Changed everything about my life, changed everything about how I live my life. It changed everything about how I think. Listen, this is the definition of justification. This is the dictionary definition of justification. It says a reason, fact, circumstance, or explanation that justifies or defends, or an acceptable reason for doing something. Something that justifies an act or way of thinking. And it's a noun, a person. Everyone knows a noun is a person, place, or thing. So justification is the thing that Jesus did that enables us to live a justified life. So listen, here is where it begins. My understanding of the cross and what Jesus did on the cross and what the cross represents is the beginning of my journey of faith. It begins with the cross. It starts with Jesus's death, his sacrifice, his resurrection. It begins there. If you don't understand that you're a sinner in need of a savior, then none of this will make sense to you. But the moment you have a revelation of how much you need God, how much we need God, it begins there. It begins with humility. It begins with me understanding that I am nothing, can do nothing, can accomplish nothing, without the grace of God in my life. Anything successful in my life, anything good in my life is because of God's goodness and because of God's grace. And it begins with the cross. So I think for us as believers, this can go one of two ways, where it says here, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Where we get into trouble is we either nullify the power of the cross, meaning that we live our lives with a limp. We live our lives like, oh, I have, this is my cross to bear. I just have to deal with this. I just have to live with this. This is just the way life is. But according to this, it says that the cross, to those of us who are being saved, the cross, it's the power of God. Which means when Jesus died, every single thing in this life that isn't a result of salvation and the cross and what Jesus did, all of that was nailed to the cross with Jesus. All of it. So my struggles, I don't have to live a struggling life because Jesus already took care of it. And this doesn't mean that we're not going to have struggles in life. It means that I don't have to live a life of shame. I don't have to live a life of heaviness and weightiness. I don't have to live my life in the shadow of my past. I don't have to do that. Why? Because Jesus justified me. By faith, I am justified. The sheer belief in Jesus and what he did on that cross means I am justified. It means, this is what it's defined as. It is something that justifies an act or a way of behaving. So the way I behaved before, I am justified now. I do not have to live the way I lived before. I do not have to think the way I thought before. I don't have to. As a believer, when I choose Jesus, I do not have to be a shadow of what once was. I am now justified by faith, meaning I am justified to live my life free of what once held me bound. Justified not because of what I did, it's by faith. So by faith meaning I believe in the one who justified me. So that means I get to live my life free. I'm jumping ahead here, but we have to understand the power of the cross. The scripture goes on here, continues. Verse 20 says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews, a stumbling block, and to the Greeks, foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men. It begins with the cross. It begins with what Jesus did. It's not complicated. It's very simple. I am justified by faith. Because of the thing that Jesus did, which was die on the cross. So we know it begins with the cross. And once we have a revelation of that, it's now understanding what the cross did. So this is the basics of our faith, what the cross did. If we jump ahead into 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I have so many scriptures. I'm trying to keep it like, keep it contained in here. But if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, 1 Corinthians 6:11, and in this passage of scripture here, Paul was talking to them saying, Like, let's work things out here. Like, let's work together as fellow believers, and let's be reminded of God's mercy and what the cross did. And because of what the cross did, you are no more, just like what I was just talking about, you are no more what you once were. So this is 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Right before that, he was talking about, you know what, let's jump back to verse 9. It says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? But that's not us. We're made righteous because of what Jesus did. So do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, no revilers, no extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Then he says, and such were some of you. You were a sinner. You were living in sin. You were living your life the way you were living your life. But you encountered the cross. Here we go. You heard about the cross and what Jesus did. But you were washed. I've been washed clean. You were sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Here we go. Here's what the cross did. The cross, because of what Jesus did, all of these things that listed before, all of these things that we were before, even the ones that are not mentioned, sometimes we live our lives with this pride thinking, oh, I'm a good person. I'm good. You're not good enough to save yourself. Nobody is good enough to save themselves. No matter, you might be nice to people, you might be kind, but if you have never acknowledged Jesus as Savior, as Lord, if you have never acknowledged that you're a sinner in need of a Savior, your sin is just like these other sins. There is no sin above the other. Sin is sin. It's the thing that separates us from God. So the cross, the power of the cross is recognizing, I am a sinner. And instead of me being up on that cross, Jesus was up on that cross for me. This is what the cross, it justified me because of what he did. Justifies that I can stand here now and tell you about a saving Lord. I can tell you about our Savior Jesus. I can tell you about a God who loves you so much that he sent his only son to die on the cross. Now he is alive and well. And because of that, I am justified by faith. All I have to do is believe in him. All I have to do is choose him. It always requires a choice. You have to choose Jesus. And here's the beautiful thing about this. I love this passage because this is, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Period. That's how it ends. Period. It ends right there. I am who I am because of what Jesus did. I can live the way I live because of what Jesus did. I am justified to live my life this way because of what Jesus did. And by living my life this way, it means an expression of the Spirit of God's work inside of me. I can live this life this way, the way he intended me to live it, because of what Jesus did. I am justified. Not because of my actions, but because of his. That's the power of the cross. That's what the cross did. That's what Jesus did for you and for me. Let's pop over to Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, we're going to start in verse 21. Romans 3, 21. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnesses by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Listen, he just sets it up for us. Whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness. Because in his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. So listen to this. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but I've been justified. So justification is the thing that Jesus did. To be justified, I have to choose him. I have to choose Jesus. So for those of you who haven't chosen him, if you're sitting here and you're listening to this and you're thinking, man, I thought I knew. I thought I had chosen Jesus, but the Holy Spirit's beginning to work in you. Listen, it's a beautiful thing. Because choosing Jesus isn't just a one-time thing. Yes, there's salvation, we choose him. But then every day, it's making a choice for him. It's making a choice with him. It's choosing him over other things and other people every single day of your life. When people talk about the struggle, when you talk about some of the things that you're personally walking through, and all of us have those things. We're all walking through things. We all have a story. Everybody has a story. There's no one exempt from the trials of life. There's no one exempt from the loss in life, the grief that you experience. No one is exempt from those things. No one. Even when you choose Jesus, you're not exempt from those things. But what happens when we choose him? It means that in this life, where things can be challenging, where things can be hard, it means that I can still live better than I would have without him. When I choose Jesus every day, it means that I'm saying yes to him, that I'm choosing to remember what he did. And because of what he did, I can live my life this way. I don't have to live below what I believe I can be living at. Like, how do I say this? Because of what Jesus did, and when I choose him, it changes everything. It changes the way I think. I don't have to think that way anymore. The way I saw myself when I looked in the mirror, I don't have to see myself that way anymore. There's no shame. There's no shame. There's no judgment, because Jesus took that on himself. So the thing that Jesus did allowed me to recognize that I was a sinner without him. And because of him, I choose him. And because I chose him, I am now justified through faith in him. All of this affects the way I live my life. So we talked about how it begins with the cross. It's understanding what the cross did for me and for the world. And now that I have an understanding of all of that, now that I've learned about the cross, I've chosen Jesus, now I'm living my life. Now I've chosen Jesus and I'm living my life. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part, because how I live is a reflection of my understanding of what the cross did for me. This is why this is so important. This is why understanding justification, what that word means, and what it means for me as a believer, as a follower of Christ, this is why it's important, because the way I live my life is a reflection of all of that, of all of it. Let's turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, it is by faith I've chosen to believe in Jesus, so now I'm justified. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. I stand by the grace of God, and I have this because of what Jesus did. Praise God. And rejoice in the hope. For me, hope speaks of possibilities. It speaks of what's to come. It speaks of future. And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. I just talked about this. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. And perseverance, character. Character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Listen, I love this passage of scripture because it's literally the journey of faith. It's literally understanding that I've been justified. I am justified in how I live my life today. I'm justified. I am not giving an account for. I am not trying to make up for all of the things I've done, all of the things I've said. I'm not trying to have a checklist here. Okay, I did this, so now I have to do this. I did this, so now I have to do this. I have been justified by faith. This is where it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God, meaning that there's no more enmity. There's no more division. There's no more like, God, I'm trying to prove myself to you. God says, you have been justified. I sent my son for you. So you do not have to pay the price for your sin. I have peace. I'm at peace with God. I'm at peace with my creator. I'm at peace with my God. Listen, I have access through faith into his grace in which I stand. I stand here in confidence because of justification in Jesus. Sorry, there was a fly. Don't perform. There is no performance to become justified. There's no performance. It is literally by faith. It is choosing to believe in Jesus. It's recognizing yourself as a sinner and saying, I'm in need of a savior. It's confessing that and declaring that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. I love this. So why does this change everything? Why does this change the way you live? Because it means that when I'm not thinking the way I used to think, when I think from a place of, it's all about position. It's all about knowing the position I was in before, I'm no longer in that position. So I'm justified to hold my head up. I'm justified by looking at myself in the mirror and saying, you know what? You are beautiful, made in the image of God, and you can walk out of here with your head held up high and not have to worry about what other people think or where they think you should be or what you should be doing. No, God called me for this time, for this moment, and I can choose to do what I'm doing now by the grace of God. And I can live my life out of the shadows without shame, without guilt. There's no shame and there's no guilt because Jesus took all that with him on the cross. And he's alive today. Praise God. So listen. We're going to jump ahead to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2. I love Galatians because this whole passage of scripture is talking about walking by faith. Like the whole book of Galatians is about walking by faith. It's talking about the contrast between the law and faith in Jesus and just how we don't live our lives according to the law, meaning there's no, we're not trying to live up to something. I can just live. because Jesus took care of it. So listen, here we go. Galatians chapter 2, verse 15. Galatians 2, 15. Here we go. It's verse 16, sorry. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law died to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. He didn't die in vain. I will not allow the way I live my life to not show Jesus' sacrifice. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. I am justified by faith. I am justified. So it means I live differently. I think differently. I am different. And it's not these actions. The way I live isn't force. It's not by force. It's something that I understand and say, you know what? I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to speak like that to people anymore. I don't have to. I can live by the grace of God, under the grace of God. Why? Why can I do that? And you guys know, if you go on later into Galatians, it talks about walking in the Spirit, not fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. And then it talks about what the fruit of the Spirit is. The fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Listen, the fruit of the Spirit of God inside of me is something that it comes out of me. The fruit of it is that people are able to see what Jesus has done. Listen, this is a journey. It begins with a personal decision. Then it affects the people in my life. And then I benefit my church family. Listen, it's never just about you. It begins with you. But remember, we read in Romans chapter 3 that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Jesus died for the world, but it begins with you. It begins with me. It begins with recognizing what the cross did, understanding what the cross did, and then that affects the way I live my life. I live for him by the grace of God because I've been justified. I have been justified. I am justified to live my life this way. It's all about Jesus. It's always been about Jesus. It will always be about Jesus. It begins with him. It ends with him. And I live my life for him. And that's my prayer for you, that you have an understanding of the cross, that you never nullify the power of the cross. Don't get so full of pride that you think you can do it on your own. You can't. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. And don't get to a place where you live your life with a limp, not recognizing the power of the cross and what you've overcome because of the cross. Recognize it. You have been justified by faith through Christ Jesus. Yeah.
enjoyed today's podcast, and my prayer is that you go out there and you change your world through the power of Jesus Christ. If you're ever in the LA area, join us for one of our weekend gatherings and follow us on social media and check out our website at hopelandla.com. Peace.